we do thank God for what he has done for us, and God is a wonderful God. We are looking into the scriptures about the soul, bringing the soul out of prison. How many CDs we have in this now? 10 CDs. So you would have to kind of start from number one to really get and understand how much we've covered in this lesson. Today I'd like to talk to you from Jonah, if the Lord will let me. The little book of Jonah. It's a powerful book, the little book of Jonah. I'd like to talk to you from it. You know, everybody here knows the story of Jonah from you were in Sunday school. Yeah. You remember Jonah and the whale way down in the middle of the ocean, how Jonah was swallowed up by the whale and he was running away from God, and the Lord told him to go to Nineveh to warn the people of Nineveh that in 40 days God would destroy Nineveh. But Jonah decided that he's going to do otherwise. He's not going to go. He's going to disobey. And so he bought a ticket going into the opposite direction. And then he went down into the bottom of the ship and went to sleep. But somewhere out in the middle of the ocean, the sea began to be stirred, and the ship could not go anywhere. And they decided, now something is wrong. This is not just ordinary, but something is wrong. And so they begin to pray and call on gods, their gods, and they find that there's a man in the bottom of the ship that wasn't praying. So they woke him up and says, "Awake and call on your God." Isn't that the story, basically?
Yeah.
And but that's what I want to get to in chapter 2. That's what I want to focus on that a little bit in chapter 2. All right. When Jonah refused the Lord, but in chapter 1. And notice in verse 17 in chapter 1 that, go to verse 14, chapter 1. "Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord." That's after he revealed and they were going to throw him overboard and they didn't want to have his blood on their hands. So they're praying now to the true God. And they said, "We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee." Now that's powerful. If you can find a church. No, these were unsaved sailors, did not even know the true God. But Jonah, running away, told them about God. You never know who is going to respond to you when you tell them about the Lord. Just tell them about the true God, the living God. Tell them what he has done for you. Okay? Now, the lesson what we are going to basically show you is that when God called you, he means it. You can fight, but you can't get away. There's no way to run or hide when God called you. You can fight, and you can act up, and you can resist. But the more you resist, is the more the Lord tightens the, noose? Or help me, give me a word. God's going to get you. He said, "But I'm getting away." Well, if you do, then God didn't call you. If you have your freedom and gone, okay, God didn't call you. But the gifts and calling of God is without repentance. When God calls you, you're going to do it. One way or the other, you're going to do it. Dead or alive, you're going to do it. Because he can raise you from the dead and let you perform it. Amen. One way or the other, you're going to call out to God to help you. I want you to understand that. When God saves you, it's not a hiffy. I can go back tomorrow. I can do that. If you can successfully run away from God, he didn't call you. He didn't call you. Because nowhere you go, you cannot hide from him. I want the church to understand that. If God wants to build a church here, he's going to do it. Because one thing, God, we might die, but God has a lot of time. He always raised somebody up and raised somebody up. God let Israel wander in the wilderness for 40 years and they all died off and raised up their children and sent them over in the promised land and accomplished his purpose. You've got to understand that God can do it. Those children born in the wilderness, they weren't born in Egypt, just maybe Joshua and Caleb, a few of them, but the rest died in the wilderness. They buried in the wilderness. They never made it into the promised land. They left with the intention of getting in the promised land, but because of unbelief and disobedience, they never make it. Unbelief will keep you out of the promise. So even James tells you that if we look in the perfect law of liberty and doubt not, you don't doubt. Okay? You don't be a forgetful hearer, but you're a doer of the word. Amen. You don't just hear the word of God and you put it down and that's it, and you're gone. This is your life. Amen. Yes. Are you listening now? Yes. This word of God is your life. This is not a joke. This is what we're going to be judged by. Yes. Now, judgment day is coming. But I tell you a secret. If you judge yourself right now, when you hear the word of God, you say, that's me. Yes. Forgive me, Lord. You will never have to be judged by God. If we judge ourselves right now, that's what the church is for. A lot of people don't know what the church is for. You say, well, I just do what I want to do. You're showing yourself. You're just showing yourself that to God what you will be if he puts you in the kingdom. Your attitude. The spirit that you show. Well, they did me wrong, but God didn't do you wrong. The church didn't do you wrong. Somebody did you wrong, but you cannot blame the church. The church didn't do you anything. The church didn't even know. See, so what you have to know is love God now. Love God enough that none of these things move me. No matter what anybody do, I'm not moved. I shall not be moved. And God called this man Jonah because God was going to destroy Nineveh. The Assyrian country, Nineveh, I think, was the capital of Assyria. And that's where the Israelites went into captivity later on to the Assyrians. And they never was restored. But Nineveh was a great city, very great city. And they were wicked, evil. They would not serve God. So God would not destroy them without a warning. So he sent Jonah, and Jonah did not want to go. Jonah did not want... You talk about a man that had a bad spirit. He talked bad. He was mean. Have you ever seen a preacher that wants God to kill everybody? That doesn't listen to him? That he doesn't like? Well, Jonah was like that. Jonah wanted God to kill them. Amen. And Jonah refused to preach because Jonah knows that if he preached to them and they repent, God is merciful. I'll show you that. So Jonah didn't want them to repent. So he said, I'm not going to preach to them. I want God to kill them. You know, some people do that to the enemy. I'm not going to invite them to church. I want them to go to hell. I can't stand that woman or that man. See, but we have to have a different spirit. Yeah. And Jonah had to have his spirit worked on. Amen. And that's what a church is for, to work on me, you, I, our spirits. That's why you're here. We're here to rub off all those rough edges. Hallelujah. We're here to get right with God. So when we stand before the judgment seat of God, he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You want to hear that, don't you? Well, you've got to work and do things for him to say that. So let's get back here, chapter 1, verse 14. Wherefore, they cried. I like this, don't you?
Yes.
They cried unto the Lord. This is what America needs. This is what the nation needs. To rise up and instead of fighting and arguing, begin to cry unto the Lord. Or begin to, what laws we are to form, or what need to come into the, or what we ought to do. Here's the secret. If a nation will cry to the Lord, or a people will cry to the Lord, or an individual will cry to God, God will hear you.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the scripture tells us, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. Your family will be blessed. You want to see a turnaround? You want to see a turnaround? I don't care how bad your family is. You begin to seek God and God will turn that family life around. I said, God will do it for you. No one can overcome a praying country, a praying church, a praying individual. He tells us about Elijah was a man of like passion, but he had a secret weapon. What was that? He prayed earnestly. He cried out to God. And the heavens heard. He cried again and the heavens were open. And a lot of you are going through things today, but you begin to cry to the Lord. Thank God you've got a living God to cry to. You have someone that you can cry to. In my distress, I cry to the Lord. And here are these and save sailors. And Jonah told them. And we beseech thee, O Lord. We beseech thee. Two times for emphasis. We beseech thee. Let us not perish. Is not the way we should pray? Oh God, I don't want to be lost. Please help me. I don't want to be lost. Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. I have done it. I'm wrong. I'm guilty. Don't cover up. Don't play nice and cover up and, well, I did a little bit. No, tell God you're a sinner. Paul said, the great apostle Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. And he was until I came. I said, back over, move over. Paul, I am the chiefest of sinners. And we ought to go to God, not as goody-goody, but goes as sinners.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All of sin. Everybody has sinned. So we all need a Savior. We need to cry to God. And we all in this ship. Every one of us is in the ship of life. And we need to cry to God. And they cry out to the Lord and said, please, God, don't let us perish. I don't want to lose my soul. I don't want to lose out, God. Please help me. I've done a lot of things that was not right. Help me, Jesus. And he says, read. O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, come on, shout it. Thou, O Lord, has done as what? As it pleased thee. Why don't we just settle down and back up and let God fight your battle for you? Why don't you let God fight it and make a way for you? Why do you always have to fight and struggle? Why don't we give up and say, Lord, have your way. Have your way as it pleased you. Work in my life, not my will, but thy will be done. And you will see what God will do. Hallelujah. 15 says, so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea, look at that. And the sea ceased from raging. From her raging. That's a miracle. They saw it. The sea was raging and they cast him over. And the sea ceased from raging. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? When you surrender and give up, like Jonah did, he began to surrender. He said, Lord, I give up. Take me, throw me overboard, whatever. Whatever, Lord. We've got to get to that place where we've got to be thrown overboard. We've got to get out of that place where we are, the surroundings many times. And God wants to throw you overboard before you can find that peace. And when we get out of the will of God, we've got to be thrown overboard. Yes. See that surrendered life? Give up. And God, the first thing, take you out of that situation. Out of that surroundings. New environment.
Yes.
But then he's going to work with you.
Amen.
He's going to work with you. He didn't work with him in the boat. But he's got to get out there where God get him out there.
Amen.
Where he's helpless. God's got to get us into a position where you can't do anything about it. The waves come over you. You're not strong. The waves are too strong for you. That situation is too strong. That problem is too strong. What you're going through is bigger than you are, and it's over your head. You're sinking. But notice this: the sea, when God gets you, the sea is calm. You know why? Because he's a God of peace. And there's a scripture that says the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And all that problems you're going through, if you let God and just let God have his way, God will bruise the head of the devil. Verse 16. Read then. The men feared. You see what happened? The Lord exceedingly. You're going to see some of those men in the kingdom. And offered sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. What do you think they were doing? They're saying, we'll serve you. We're going to turn from our gods. Now they made a vow. They made vows to God. That's what you did. When you accepted Jesus, you vowed. You vowed that he's a Savior and the Lord and you'll serve him alone. Now the Lord, see what God did? Yeah? The problem you're going through and you're trying to solve it, but nothing seemed to be working. God is already of a plan. God has got a vessel to take you, a fish to take you to your destination. While you're in the boat sleeping and carrying on and running away from God, God is very timely preparing your transportation to his destination. Or his will. Go ahead and fight. Keep on fighting. And see who's going to win. Go ahead and use your brain and you're smart. And I'm not going and I go in the vessel and I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to do on my way. Go ahead. It's hard to kick against the pricks. God is going to have a people. So
verse 17.
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow you up. Something had to swallow you up. I don't like how I feel. Maybe that's your fish. Maybe that thing is there to swallow you up. You've been going the wrong way. And God has got to take you into a position where you cannot fight. He took the fight away.
Yes.
Nothing to stand on. You know what he did? God brought him into a different environment. Jonah was not made to live in the sea and the bottom of the sea. And God can move you out of your comfort zone, out of where I can do it, me and mine, and put you in something that you have no power. No control. And then you give up. And that's when your dying begins. Because you and I have to die. As long as you can control it and run and do your thing, your natural environment, God will put you into a supernatural environment where all you can do is surrender. Amen, somebody. And now, the same verse, right? He prepared a fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly. Notice what? Jonah was in the belly. Everybody help me. The belly of the fish. 3 days and three nights. Who's winning? I said, who's winning? Are you in the whale's belly right now? Are you in the whale's belly right now? Boy, that's a different from the boat, the bottom of the boat. No, you're in the whale's belly. You have no control. That fish is going to do whatever he wants to do and take you wherever he wants to take you. And you got to go wherever and you have no control. And that fish doesn't care if you can swim or not. You get your situation, your circumstances, and you can't do nothing about it but surrender. That's when the beauty of God begins to shine. Now, let's go to chapter 2 quick. Help me.
Verse 1.
Let's go to that. Powerful. Notice the secret. Instead of running away, buying a ticket, doing what you want to do, what is the secret? Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God. Where? Out of the belly of the whale, your situation, your circumstances. Somebody help me right there. He prayed. That's the secret. You've got to cry to the Lord. And he will hear you and bring you out of prison. So that I can praise you. Verse 2. And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. See? A lot of us, we won't do it. As long as you're strong and healthy, you won't listen. You're going to do exactly what you're... And you're in charge. But God knows how to knock you out of the game. And he takes over. Knock you out. And when you look back, the wickets are gone. You're knocked out. Strike out. But notice here, verse 2, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. Read. And he heard me. Out where? Where? I don't care where you are. I don't care what situation. Well, I can't live with that man. Hell, I'm in hell. I can't live with that woman. Hell, I'm in hell. That might be your whale. Oh, those kids. That might be your whale. But notice, you can cry. You still have a weapon. Out of the belly of hell, I cry to the Lord. Where? Out of the belly of hell, I cried. And thou heardest me, my voice. Oh, I can't take it. Cry. Pastor, you don't understand. I'm in the belly of hell. Go ahead and pray like Jonah. Cry. Where? Out of the belly of hell. You don't understand what I've got. Lord, my husband is hell and hurt. Ooh, brother, my wife, I would have served God right, but I've got the wrong wife. You don't understand that I've got a whale. But pray. We learn, don't we? Amen. That you can pray out of hell. I cried unto the Lord, out of the belly of hell, cried high. I didn't write that. That's what it says. And thou heardest my voice. All I'm doing is reading it. I'm telling you what it says. Because a lot of us might be in hell. Or it might be your job. Boy, that boss comes in there and dusts his cigar, dust on your shoes, blow it in your face. Until you go get him a cup of coffee and I'm you're in hell. And don't forget the donuts. Right, I could name a whole lot more. Always picking on you and in hell. But you've got something that they cannot overcome. You've got something that they cannot stop. It's your prayer life. Out of the belly of hell I cried, and thou heardest my voice. Verse 3. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. You haven't been there yet. You haven't been there yet. Let me tell you something. To get in the kingdom, you got to total surrender. But we can make it easier by surrendering. But when we kick and fight, we're going to go to the bottom of the ocean. Because he's going to win. You show me one case that anyone fought against God. I don't care what you've got. Sometimes, you know, position and money make you feel like you're somebody. Well, I feel good. I feel good. For thou hast cast me into the deep. Let me read again. In the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows. Notice. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. You know, God is so merciful. He'll come and he'll give you a little tap. And if you change, you don't need any more. But if you don't, he'll tap you harder. And you won't change. Then he's going to take you to sea. He's going to take you where you cannot swim. Verse 4. Then I said, look at this. Let's read. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight. Oh God, I can't feel you. Where are you, Lord? Are you there? I'm in hell, and help me, Lord. Oh, it's a long time I've never felt God. I remember when I used to feel God, but now look at me. Where I end up, you turn around. And you're on the street. You don't have a job. You have nothing. You can't pay your car payments. I remember when it was so nice. But look at me now, Lord. Oh. I have to just buy a 99 cents burger and share it with my family. Oh. I have to pick up cans to buy. Oh, the belly of hell. I'm brought down very low. And sometimes God has to bring us down low before he can bring us up high. Are you listening now? God has got to knock the pride, the rebellion, the stubbornness out of our lives. We won't listen, but God has a way. I don't want to see a whale in my future. Do you? Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet. Are you listening now? Yet. Although I can't feel God and everything look black and blue, I'm not going to turn my back. I'm not going to stop from coming to church. I'm going to go back to church. Yet. I'm going to look to the hills. From whence cometh my help? I'm going to look to God. I don't care what, anything. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm going to church. Nobody's going to talk me out of church. Nobody's going to stop me. I will look to the hills. Somebody ought to shout. Notice, it's you. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, but I'm not gonna stop. I don't feel God today. I don't know what's going on in my life, but I'm going to church. I'm not going to leave church. I'm not going to walk out of church because that's my hope. He says, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. Don't turn your back on the temple. Don't look away from the church. Look to the church, the hills, the temple of God. Are you listening? Come on, I said, are you listening? The waters, notice here, all that's going to happen. The waters come past me about. Even what? Even to the soul. I mean, that's past the body. That's not, fear not he who can kill the body, but now the soul. Jonah said, my soul is drowning. Because that's what the devil wants. And that's what God wants. Even to the soul. The depths close me round about. You know, God has to put you in a situation you can't run. He cornered you. Oh, you never feel cornered. I get up and I'm going to do what I want to do tonight. Nobody tell me what to do. If that pastor or those pastors think they're going to, oh, I'm going to do what I want to do. Wait. Your whale is coming. God's got a fish for you, a big old fish. We're trying to save you from Gideon. Whoop, swallowed up. We're trying to pull you out. No, let me go. I know what I'm doing, Pastor. That's okay. Are you trying to tell somebody? No, it's okay, Pastor. Go tell somebody else that because I already know. Yes, I got to figure it out. But what you don't figure is that it's getting into your soul. Even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. And notice now. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Jesus. You tied up, eh? You wrapped up, tied up, bundled up weeds. You look around you and boy, you're in a mess. That's what he's saying. I'm messed up. I found myself in a deep mess, a ditch. And I don't know how to get out of this thing. My life's all messed up. I'm so far from God. Everything is against me. Look at me now. I'm dirty, I'm smelly, and all that weeds. Everything people say just stick on me, and look at me. I'm wrapped up with all of those. Next verse, is it? I went down. Where? To the bottom of the mountains. Yeah, you was up there too high. God can't talk to you up there. Got to roll you down. To the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars. Oh, you didn't know that the earth has bars? Well, you can move from L.A. to New York. And you can go to Chicago if you do anything you want to. I don't accept the church. I don't want to go to that church. You're barred in. Do you know that?
Yeah.
We're barred in. When I'm so big, I do what I want to do. What? You're barred in. We're locked in. The hurt close us in. There's bars around us.
Yeah.
Don't you see that? We ain't going nowhere. You can't run from God. We're closed in by bars. We're prisoners. You can't get out. You're barred in. You might get her, you might and drive down there trying to run away. But you can only go so far. You're locked in. So David said, whither shall I flee from his presence? Take the wings of the morning, go to the atmosphere. He's there. You're barred in. Now, if you're surrounded, barred in. I mean, you're now in the whale's belly, and the whale seems not, it's not heading in your direction. Things not going in your direction. It's not going the way you want it. You're wrapped up. You're in the belly of hell. Everything is going against you. But I want to show you something here that you might not understand what's going on of the affliction. But the whale is taking you to the will of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Verse, the earth with her bars was about me forever. If God didn't let you out, you can't get out. Yet hast thou brought up what? My life from what?
Corruption.
From corruption. Oh Lord my God. Next verse. When my soul, here it is. When my what? My soul fainted. There it is. All that's going on with you. You're stubborn. You won't listen. You're smart. Pastor say do this. And you prompt, but you go do the other thing because you're smart. I'm going to trick the pastor. He doesn't know too much. Nobody sees me. Ha ha. All right. When my soul fainted within me, what happened?
I remember.
God has a way. You know when you faint? Your soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Your soul faint in you. What happened? Within me. I remember. Tribulations, trials. I remember the Lord. And my prayers came in unto thee. Where? In church. In the holy temple. They. Ah, Jonah began to get it. They that observe lying vanities. Forsake thy mercy. Lying vanities, idols, worship. You can't worship an idol. You can't bow down to an idol. Lying vanities. They're lying vanities. What happened? You forsake what? You forsake the mercies of God. They that observe. Verse 9. But verse 9 says, but notice the way back. Notice what he's doing now. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of what? Is that what you got to do? You got to come back to church and give thanks and ask him to forgive you. There's no other way. You leave church and you act like, well, there's no other way to salvation but through the church, the temple. I have a lesson I'm going to preach in the future. In Songs of Solomon 4, I think verse 6. Hold it right there, but somebody read me that. Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 6. Read me that.
Until the day breaks.
No, notice. Until the day breaks. And the shadows flee away. I want you to get that. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away. I will get me to the mountains of myrrh. And to the hill of frankincense. He said, oh, that's nothing. Oh, yes, that's a lot. That's a lot said right there. That's a lot said right there. Until the day break. I will get me to the what? To the mountain of myrrh. And to the hill of frankincense. All right, well, the reason why, let's get back here now. Quick, where was I? Go back to chapter 8. Okay. Go back to 9. Said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I avowed. Notice there was a vow. The vow, when you accept Christ, is a vow. And you leave, you got to pay it. Otherwise, the fish, the whale, is going to get you. Then it goes on, salvation is the Lord, is of the Lord. I want where he set his face to already before the temple. The verse there. Verse 7. Go to verse 7 quickly. All right. Notice here. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayers came in unto thee. Where? Into thy holy temple. Where? Where? When he prayed, where did his prayers go? To church. Where was the holy temple? Where was the holy temple? Where? Come on, I want to lock this down now. Where was the holy temple?
Jerusalem
on Mount Moriah.
Yes.
You remember what Solomon says about even when the people were in captivity, if they looked towards the temple. That's what Daniel did when the devil says to the king, you can't pray, nobody can pray. Daniel set his face, opened the window, and looked towards the temple, looked towards Jerusalem. That's what you've got to do. You have to open up your window and set your face towards church. And Jonah looks towards the temple out of the whale's belly. He said, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, I remember the church, I remember the temple. And my prayers came in unto thee, where? In thy holy temple. Now back in Solomon 4:6. Keep your mind right there. I'm connecting. Notice, until the day break,
the shadow flee away.
And the shadows
flee away.
I will get me to the mountains of myrrh and the hills of frankincense. Now, that don't mean a lot to a lot of us, but that's powerful. Here, he was praying towards the temple. He knew that. No matter where you are, and if you set your face towards Jerusalem, God will hear. And there, now notice the God didn't even know what direction he was in, but his mind, his soul that was fainted, turned towards the temple.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Turn towards the, is it the myrrh? What is it? To the mountain of myrrh and the hills of frankincense. No, I don't have time to explain that much. But the mountains of myrrh and the hills of frankincense, Moriah, that's where the temple was, and that's where you could find God, no matter where you were.
Yes.
Even in a strange country.
Yes.
You set your face towards that.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you are in a strange country, but you set your face towards the church, you're going to hear the word of God, and your soul that's fainted within you is going to be revived. Now, the mountains of myrrh and the hills of frankincense represent the temple, but it also represents Jesus, who is the temple. And he said, until the day break. What day? That's the breaking of the day when the Son of Righteousness would arise with healing in his wings. When a little virgin girl brought forth unto us a child is born and a son is given. Now that's the true fulfillment of that temple. And that's why we look to the temple. The temple is Jesus Christ. And he's the only one. He's the only one that can get you out of the whale's belly.
Hallelujah.
You can run and do whatever you want to. Your money can't get you out. Your job, your friends, nobody can get you out. But it's only Jesus Christ. So he's turned his face to the temple. That's Christ. Under the law, the ceremonial law, the temple represents Christ. But when the day break, the breaking of day was when he came. When that little baby was born, that was the breaking of a new day until the day dawned. And when the day dawned and the shadows, that's the type and shadows of the ceremonial law, flee away. That's why we keep the law through Christ. See, the ceremonial law was to, that was, all right, because when the moral law was breached or violated. Just one, and you could not get back to God. But so God brought in the ceremonial law, which was everything in it is a type of Christ. So you sin, but then you offer a turtle dove or a lamb, blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So here was the temple. So Jonah sinned. But now he could be restored because he is looking towards the temple, which is Christ.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ came, he said, I will destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Because he's the true temple that raised from the dead after 3 days. All right, let me close. Go back to Jonah. When my soul fainted, my soul within me, help me. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. Where was the Lord? The Lord was in the temple. When they went into captivity, the Lord was still in the temple. He never left. So they could set their face. When they remember Zion, they cried. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayers came where? In unto thee in thy temple. Thou only. So he was in the whale's belly and he's praying now. Remember the Lord, and his prayer went right there in the temple. Yeah. What a God. Verse 10. Read on.
And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land.
He got him there. Come here, are you listening to me now? He got him there. And he's going to get you. He will get you. If he's got his hands on you, he's going to get you. So, I give you a word of wisdom. It's hard to kick against the prick. All right. I think I've said enough today. Well,